This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Evan Erickson.
And that'll do it. 2026 38th Annual Coastal Conference 1A Tournament Champions are the Eek Cougars.
KYUK's Matthew Hunter announced live on the radio on Tuesday night that the Eek Cougars had made school history, beating out the Nebraska-Iowa Hawks to punch their ticket to state for the first time ever in the 38th Annual Coastal Conference 1A Tournament in Bethel. The Cougars will be joined at the upcoming 1A Championships in Anchorage by the Kosikaluk Akiuk Lady Grizzlies, who won over the Tuntutuliak Lady Blue Jays to head to state for the second year in a row. Fans packed the Warrior Dome throughout the three-day tournament that brought 16 teams to Bethel Regional High School, heralding the beginning of March Madness in Alaska.
You are encouraged to cheer wholeheartedly in support of your favorite team.
The Eek Cougars and Kosikaluk Akiuk Lady Grizzlies will next travel to the 1A-2A State Championships at the Alaska Airlines Center in Anchorage from March 11th to March 14th. There, they'll join the Scammon Bay Eagles boys and girls teams, Akiak Lady Thunderbolts, and the Aniak Halfbreeds, who have come out on top for their region despite the closure of their school and gym due to structural concerns. The Bethel Warriors will also soon be vying for a shot at the state championship when Kotzebue hosts the 3A Western Conference Championships March 5th through 7th. Tune in to KYUK 640 AM to catch the games live on the radio. Alaska lawmakers are considering another boost to per-student funding for public schools. The co-chairs of the House Education Committee introduced a bill on Wednesday that would boost the so-called base student allocation by $630. The sponsors estimate that would cost $159 million. The new bill comes after lawmakers boosted school funding by a slightly larger amount last year. But with school districts across the state projecting another round of deep cuts ahead, Sitka Independent Representative Rebecca Hemshute says it's clear last year's increase wasn't enough.
Our goal with this bill is to not lose ground. So we made up some ground last year. We know that some districts stand to lose a lot this year in cuts. Other districts have made painful cuts. Can we restore some of what they've lost? Can we prevent some of the cuts that districts are facing?
The Anchorage School District is planning to cut more than 300 teachers and close three schools to balance its budget this year. Students in the Matanuska-Susitna borough staged a walkout on Tuesday to protest deep cuts, including three school closures. But the bill faces a long road ahead. Last year's votes required a bipartisan supermajority to overcome two vetoes from Governor Mike Dunleavy. Fairbanks Republican Representative Frank Tomaszewski says he'd like to learn more about the bill, but at least so far, he hasn't heard minority caucus lawmakers clamoring to boost spending on schools.
I haven't heard of a large appetite for increasing education funding this session. So I'm interested in to see, you know, what that bill is going to look like and who is going to be in support of it.
For now, lawmakers are reckoning with the deficit, though an updated revenue forecast due in mid-March could change the picture. Majority caucus leaders in the Senate said Tuesday they were hesitant to increase state spending as oil prices spike due to the Iran war. Hemshute says she's well aware there's no guarantee the bill moves forward this year.
We're looking at an incredibly tight budget year. So it's important to be realistic, but we also thought it was important to put an option out there that wasn't currently on the table.
And she says there are a number of other options to improve schools that lawmakers are still considering. The legislative session runs through late May. Before the remnants of Typhoon Halong brought flood damage to his home village, one Quigilingok photographer captured the unique sensory details that made up his hometown. Now, far from the village, those photographs are featured in their own exhibit in the Anchorage Museum and have taken on new meaning. KYUK's Samantha Watson reports.
When Jaron Joseph evacuated his home community of Quigilingok after ex-Typhoon Halong, he sheltered in Anchorage's Egan Center. He showed his photographs to some of the volunteers there. Summer cotton in the tundra twilight, figures bundled in fur parkas, gathered at a cemetery. They were pieces of what made up a place that faces an uncertain future.
And so we got to exchanging some emails, and eventually they landed you know, within the sight of the chief curator of the Anchorage Museum.
Now, those photographs are getting a bigger stage, an Anchorage Museum exhibit that features Joseph's work in a display called Sacred Ground. The exhibit's images are rooted in the sensory feelings of a place that many people are still displaced from.
What the function of the exhibit would be, something additional to that would be as a way for me and my fellow natives to be able to experience that beauty and that feeling of home that I'm sure a lot of us are missing, because I am certainly missing it.
Joseph says the photographs evoke other senses of home and the feeling of being out on the open tundra. The work is rooted in the Yupik concept of Chakpak, which frames the human experience within the vastness of the world. Joseph says it's a way he's framed his displacement since the typhoon.
And going through that process of grief, it was certainly not a denial of happiness or any future happiness. That grief was a way of accepting that concept and being able to go through those tough emotions.
He says that in his understanding of Chakpak, humans are inhabitants of the world and not beings in control of it.
I do believe it is necessary for both sides of the coin to exist, not just as a native, but also just someone who is one person of many who also exists in the world.
Joseph says the photographs were taken over a 5-year span and that he didn't set out to create an exhibition or even a body of work. He's primarily a composer of music and simply wanted to capture what he found to be striking about his home. Now, Joseph and much of his community are displaced from those familiar subjects and those undeniable features of home, the softness of the summer sun, the layered greens of the tundra capture a feeling he says has been hard to find. Sacred Ground is on exhibition at the Anchorage Museum through early October. It opens March 6th during the museum's First Friday event, during which admission is free. In Bethel, I'm Samantha Watson.
This is KYUK News. I'm Evan Erickson. Koyana for listening. Please share your news tips, comments, or suggestions. You can email us at news@kyuk.org or message us on Facebook. And stay tuned for Yuktun Ganumchit coming up.